Funding for the live broadcast of the Cathedral Sunday Mass is provided in part by Christus Spahn Health System, the largest not-for-profit healthcare system in South Texas. With 6 hospital campuses, Christus Spahn Health System provides over $55 million in charity care and $10 million in unbilled community services every year to the 13 counties it serves. Our thanks to Christus Spahn Health System and the Sisters of Charity of the Incarnate Word for their support of the Cathedral Mass broadcasts. Additional funding is provided by the John G. and Marie Stella Kennedy Memorial Foundation, whose philanthropy serves the Catholic Church across the state.
Welcome to Corpus Christi Cathedral's Sunday Mass, where the gospel of Christ is shared among us, and through the Holy Spirit, our souls will flourish in our daily lives. Join us as we celebrate the Holy Eucharist, live from Corpus Christi Cathedral.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Peace be with you. Happy Easter to every one of you. It's a beautiful day for us to rejoice in the very heart of our faith that Jesus Christ died for us and rose from the dead. He has conquered death. Let us now acknowledge our own sins and ask for God's pardon so that we may celebrate these sacred mysteries worthily and with joy. Lord Jesus, you raise the dead to life in the Spirit. Lord, have mercy.
Lord, have mercy.
Lord Jesus, you bring pardon and peace to the sinner.
Christ, have mercy.
Christ, have mercy.
Lord Jesus, you bring light to those in darkness.
Lord, have mercy.
Lord, have mercy.
May Almighty God have mercy on us, forgive us our sins, and bring us to everlasting life. Let us pray. O God, who on this wondrous day, through your only begotten Son, have conquered death and unlocked for us the path to eternity, grant, we pray, that we who keep the solemnity of the Lord's resurrection may, through the renewal brought by your Spirit, rise up in the light of life. Through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God forever and ever.
A reading from the Acts of the Apostles. Peter proceeded to speak and said, "You know what has been happening all over Judea, beginning in Galilee after the baptism that John preached, how God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Spirit and power. He went about doing good and healing all those oppressed by the devil, for God was with him. We are witnesses of all that he did, both in the country of the Jews and in Jerusalem. They put him to death by hanging him on a tree. This man God raised on the third day and granted that he be visible, not to all the people, but to us, the witnesses chosen by God in advance, who ate and drank with him after he rose from the dead. He commissioned us to speak to the people and testify that he is the one appointed by God as judge of the living and the dead. To him, all the prophets bear witness that everyone who believes in him will receive forgiveness of sins through his name. The word of the Lord.
This is a day the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad. Give thanks to the Lord, for he is good, for his mercy endures forever. Let the house of Israel say, his mercy endures forever. This is a day the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad. The right hand of the Lord has struck with power. The right hand of the Lord is exalted. I shall not die but live and declare the works of the Lord. This is a day the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be the stone which the builders rejected has become the cornerstone. By the Lord has this been done. It is wonderful in our eyes.
A reading from the first letter of St. Paul to the Corinthians. Brothers and sisters, do you not know that a little yeast leavens all dough? Clear out the old yeast so that you may become a fresh batch of dough, inasmuch as you are unleavened. For our Paschal Lamb, Christ, has been sacrificed. Therefore, let us celebrate the feast, not with the old yeast, the yeast of malice and wickedness, but with the unleavened bread of sincerity and truth. The word of the Lord.
Christ, our Paschal Lamb, has been sacrificed. Let us then feast with joy in the Lord. The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John.
Glory to you, O Lord.
On the first day of the week, Mary of Magdala came to the tomb early in the morning, while it was still dark, and saw the stone removed from the tomb. So she ran and she went to Simon Peter and to the other disciple whom Jesus loved, and told them, "They have taken the Lord from the tomb, and we don't know where they put him." So Peter and the other disciple went out and came to the tomb. They both ran, but the other disciple ran faster than Peter and arrived at the tomb first. He bent down and saw the burial clothes there, but did not go in. When Simon Peter arrived after him, he went into the tomb and saw the burial clothes there and the cloth that covered his head, not with the burial clothes, but rolled up in a separate place. Then the other disciples also went in, the one who had arrived at the tomb first, and he saw and believed. For they did not yet understand the scripture that he had to rise from the dead. The Gospel of the Lord.
Do not be afraid. I know that you are seeking Jesus the crucified. He is not here, for he has been raised just as he said. That was read last night in our Easter vigil from the Gospel of St. Matthew, as the two Marys rushed to the tomb. He's not here. This is it. My sisters and brothers, this is the proclamation of Easter. He's not here. He is alive. Jesus has introduced to us a pattern of life, from death to life, from death on Calvary to resurrection in the garden. That's it. That's who we are. That's who we are called to be, to place all of our faith in this one moment. That God so loved the world that he sent his Son, who gave up his life for us on a cross, humbling himself to the point of death, being obedient to God unto death on a cross. And what happened? He was raised from the dead. He destroyed even death itself. The true message of this day, my sisters and brothers, is a message of hope. We live in a world with no hope. We have forgotten what it means to hope, to believe, because hope and faith are so linked. When you have faith, you have hope. And if you have hope, it means you have faith in this moment. That death has been destroyed, sin has been conquered, and we have hope. For a moment, just to look at the characters throughout the next few weeks of Easter who meet Jesus and their attitude, what they were going through as they experienced the cross, as they experienced their hope destroyed and diminished. On the road to Emmaus, just after the day of the crucifixion, two disciples, despondent, without hope, returned home. Jesus appeared to them. And what did he do? He restored their hope. He explained to them that he was the one that can bring hope. We find the disciples returning to their jobs, returning to being fishermen, as if they had given up, as if they had lost. They had put 3 years into following Jesus, and now he was crucified on a cross, dead, finished. Jesus appeared to them and said, "Put out into the deep, and you'll find the fish you've been looking for." And they did. What did he give them? He gave them hope. He restored what they had lost. We find the two Marys going to the tomb and Mary Magdalene in the garden, speaking about Jesus, that we've lost him. We thought he was the one. And Jesus simply said her name, Mary. And she awakened to the fact that he was there. Hope. And even Saul, the one who persecuted the followers of Christ because he thought he was right. Jesus appeared to him on the road to Damascus, and Saul was blinded and yet went and had his sight restored and gave his whole life. Hope. What happens when we do not have hope? What happens when this mystery is not alive in us, as it must be if we come to worship Jesus Christ? It has to be alive in us. What happens is we become fearful. We're afraid. And Mary, who went to the tomb that Easter morning, was afraid. It says in the Gospel of Matthew, she was afraid. Her whole life had no meaning. She was afraid. When she met Jesus, hope was restored and her fear went away. As the disciples returned to their job, they were kind of just going back to what was normal, almost ignoring everything that had happened. When Jesus appeared to them, they came back to life. They knew they had a mission, and it was not fishing. When the disciples on the road to Emmaus were despondent, Jesus reawakened faith in them. Our world is without hope. We see brothers and sisters today fearful to go to church because they may lose not only the building of their church, but their very life. They're afraid in different parts of the world while we sit here in comfort. And yet they go because they want to meet Jesus, who is their hope. A world that is facing war must have hope. People who are imprisoned, and I want to greet my brothers at the McConnell unit and throughout our diocese who are imprisoned, incarcerated, we are with you today. They could easily lose hope. Many of them express to me a hope that sometimes puts me to shame. In a situation where it may seem to us hopeless, our brothers and sisters who are aging may be in a nursing home, assisted living, or at home, unable to be with us today, could easily lose hope. And yet, your life is filled with hope, because hope does not mean making this life always better, but it's also hope for eternal life, eternal joy. And so we greet you this morning in a very, very special way who are at home and not able to be with us this morning. And others who do not know Christ, others who have rejected him, others who are apathetic, all of that has a solution: meeting Jesus Christ. And how do they do that? They do that in many ways, through the grace of God in a moment of prayer that they don't even intend, but a moment in which God comes to them in a special way called grace. A person can meet Christ through each one of us, the carriers, the bearers of hope. If we don't have it, it's not going to be seen. That's why Jesus told his disciples to go and not just tell a story, but be a witness to hope. Against all other odds, our faith today says to us that if we have Jesus, we have everything. If he is alive in us, if we have that intimate encounter with him daily, we have hope. And guess what? Situations don't change. The world in which Peter and all the apostles, the world in which Mary lived, the world didn't change. What changed was them, because they added something so powerful to their life that they became joyful, and that was the risen Jesus Christ. That is our opportunity as well. Through listening to the Word of God with an open heart, not a distracted mind, every Sunday, reading the Scriptures with that openness of heart, "Speak, Lord, your servant is listening," we can encounter the power of the risen Christ through his Holy Spirit. As we come to receive the sacraments, especially the heart of the church's life, the Eucharist, our faith is that he is truly present in the Eucharist. It's a moment to say, "Yes, Lord, I'm open to you. Come, come, live in me. Purify my mind of all the distractions and all the false ideas I may have." And as St. Paul says in the letter to the Corinthians, to take away from me all the old yeast of sin that still stacks up in my life. Come and be my hope. Today more than ever, people may look at us and this day of resurrection, and if they have any understanding of what we profess, that Jesus Christ died but is alive and risen, that he has destroyed death and has the power to bring hope to the world, they may call us fools. The word fool is nothing foreign from the scriptures. A friend of mine years ago did a study of the Old Testament and how many times the word fool is used. Many, many times. Oh, foolish people. And in the world we live in, which has become more secularized than ever, we are fools to believe in something so absurd, so out of the mental categories of the human race, that we could be labeled, and are labeled by some, as fools. But on this Easter day, my sisters and brothers, I want to say to myself and to you, we may be fools, but we are happy fools. We are joyful fools. And what does the world need? It needs a good dose of joy, a good dose of happiness. Let's be foolish apostles of the Lord Jesus Christ, showing our joy in what we believe. He died, he rose. All things are possible. All hope is possible in Jesus Christ. And now let us renew our commitment to believe strongly in what we profess. We renew our baptismal promises every Easter, and so we do so this morning. Dear sisters and brothers, through the Paschal mystery, we have been buried with Christ in baptism, so that we may walk with him in newness of life. And so, with that, our Lenten observance has been concluded. Let us now renew the promises of holy baptism, by which we once renounced Satan and his works, and promised to serve God in his holy Catholic Church. I ask you today, my sisters and brothers, with all your heart, do you renounce Satan and all his works and all his empty show? Do you believe in God the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth? Do you believe in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was born of the Virgin Mary, suffered death and was buried, rose again from the dead, and is seated at the right hand of the Father? Do you believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and life everlasting? And may Almighty God, the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has given us new birth by water and the Holy Spirit, and bestowed on us the forgiveness of our sins, keep us by his grace in Christ Jesus our Lord for all eternity. Amen.
Yeah.
Christ is risen indeed. Filled with joy at this good news, let us bring our prayers before the Lord.
For the whole church in every corner of the world, as we celebrate anew that Christ our Lord is risen from the dead, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
That the peace of the risen Lord might be known in every household, city, and nation in the world, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our.
For the newly baptized throughout the world, may their lives be continually proclamation of our risen Lord. We pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For those who have died, especially Eduardo Torres, may be welcome into eternal joy. Let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For those who serve in the military, that they be surrounded with the grace and protection of the Lord. Let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
And for the intentions of this Mass, for the eternal repose of the souls of Marcelino B. Gonzalez, Jesucita J. Canales, Delia Farias, Ruben Moreno, Tilly Sions, Lloyd Luis K. Flores, and Rosario Calderon, and for all the prayers that we hold in the silence of our hearts, and for all our intentions, spoken and unspoken, let us pray to the Lord.
Let us remember and pray for those who suffer for their faith throughout the world, those who are experiencing the hatred of others, that their faith may be strong in this mystery of joy, we pray to the Lord. God of life, you raised up Jesus from the dead and promise new life to us as well. Graciously hear all these our prayers and grant them according to your will, through Jesus Christ our Lord.
Thank you.
pray, brethren, that my sacrifice and yours may be acceptable to God, the Almighty Father. Exultant with paschal gladness, O Lord, we offer the sacrifice by which your church is wondrously reborn and nourished through Christ our Lord.
Amen. The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
Lift up your hearts. Let us give thanks to the Lord our God. It is truly right and just, our duty and our salvation, at all times to acclaim you, O Lord, but on this day above all to laud you yet more gloriously. When Christ our Passover has been sacrificed. For he is the true Lamb who has taken away the sins of the world. By dying he has destroyed our death, and by rising restored our life. Therefore, overcome with paschal joy, every land, every people exalts in your praise. And even the heavenly powers with the angelic hosts sing together the unending hymn of your glory as they acclaim.
You are indeed holy, O Lord, and all you have created rightly gives you praise. For through your Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, by the power and working of the Holy Spirit, you give life to all things and make them holy. And you never cease to gather a people to yourself, so that from the rising of the sun to its setting, a pure sacrifice may be offered to your name. Therefore, O Lord, we humbly implore you, by the same Spirit, graciously make holy these gifts we have brought to you for consecration, that they may become the body and blood of your Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, at whose command we celebrate these mysteries. For on the night he was betrayed, he himself took bread, and giving you thanks, he said the blessing, broke the bread, and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take this, all of you, and eat of it, for this is my body, which will be given up for you." In a similar way, when supper was ended, he took the chalice, and giving you thanks, he said the blessing, and gave the chalice to his disciples, saying, "Take this, all of you, and drink from it, for this is the chalice of my blood, the blood of the new and eternal covenant, which will be poured out for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. Do this in memory of me."
the mystery of faith.
Therefore, O Lord, as we celebrate the memorial of the saving passion of your Son, his wondrous resurrection and ascension into heaven, and as we look forward to his second coming, we offer you in thanksgiving this holy and living sacrifice. Look, we pray, upon the oblation of your church, and recognizing the sacrificial victim by whose death you willed to reconcile us to yourself, grant that we who are nourished by the body and blood of your Son and filled with his Holy Spirit may become one body, one spirit in Christ.
May he make of us an eternal offering to you so that we may obtain an inheritance with your elect, especially with the most blessed Virgin Mary, Mother of God, with blessed Joseph, her spouse, with your blessed apostles and glorious martyrs, and with all the saints on whose constant intercession in your presence we rely for unfailing help. May this sacrifice of our reconciliation, we pray, O Lord, advance the peace and salvation of all the world. Be pleased to confirm in faith and charity your pilgrim church on earth with your servants Francis, our Pope, and Michael, our bishops, the other bishops, all the clergy, and the entire people you have gained for your own. Listen graciously to the prayers of this family, whom you have summoned before you. In your compassion, O merciful Father, gather to yourself all your children scattered throughout the world. To our departed brothers and sisters, and to all who were pleasing to you at their passing from this life, give kind admittance to your kingdom. There we hope to enjoy forever the fullness of your glory through Christ our Lord, through whom you bestow on the world all that is good.
Through him and with him and in him, O God Almighty Father, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, all glory and honor is yours forever and ever.
As we stand now together in the resurrected Lord, we pray as he taught us. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses,
as we forgive those
who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Deliver us, Lord, we pray, from every evil. Graciously grant peace in our days, that by the help of your mercy, we may be always free from sin and safe from all distress, as we await the blessed hope and the coming of our Savior, Jesus Christ. Lord Jesus Christ, who said to your apostles, "Peace I leave you, my peace I give you," look not on our sins, but on
Hello,
the faith of your church.
I'm Father Han Fong, Rector of Corpus Christi Cathedral. On behalf of Bishop Mulvey and all of us here at the cathedral, I would like to thank you for joining us this morning for this live broadcast of the Sunday liturgy. May you and all who are dear to you always be blessed in the gift of God's love, peace, and joy, and know that all of you remain in our prayers. And may Almighty God bless you in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.
The weekly broadcast of the Cathedral Sunday Mass is made possible in part by the generosity of Christus Spahn Health System, providing more than $6,000 of charity care every hour of every day to the residents of South Texas. More specific information is available on the web at christusspahn.org. Our thanks to Christus Spahn Health System and the Sisters of Charity of the Incarnate Word for their support of this broadcast and their many other ministries and services to the people of South Texas. If you've been blessed by this broadcast and would like to support the Cathedral TV Mass Ministry, consider sending a tax-deductible contribution to the address on your screen. The Cathedral Sunday Mass is a ministry of the Corpus Christi Cathedral and CCN, the Catholic Communications Network.